Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all our Blog Talk listener audience, and happy Sunday to everyone. I want to welcome you, Val, and I want to welcome you to Tweaking Your Vibrations with Valerie and Angela. Val, are you there?
I'm here, baby. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Fabulous Sunday morning.
Yes,
for me, anyway.
Yep, I hope everybody's having a fabulous Sunday.
Okay, everyone, today we're going to be discussing orbs, spirits, and how do they communicate with us. This is a very interesting subject, and it touches home for me also. And I think it's interesting because of the supernatural connotation each of them have. And I've had experience with both, and I'm going to go into that in some more detail later. But to start off with orbs have been a subject of controversy for a while, and I think I read somewhere once that they're just dust particles that are captured by the camera's flash. They happen when you use poor quality digital cameras, and they're water molecules due to humid weather conditions. Some of those are kind of true. I have to say that, you know, I have to admit that, you know, I've gotten excited when I thought I've got an orb or two in my camera. And I'm looking really good at it, and I'm not sure, you know, that the ones that I've gotten in certain photos are particularly orbs. But I do have some fantastic orb photos that are not dust particles. They can't be. But that's an interesting something interesting to think about, because I know an orb, the definition of an orb doesn't define the spirit. We just kind of lump them all into one. I think that's become a habit.
Like we're lumping.
Well, orbs are, an orb is a round object. And I think that the orbs, dust particles can be orbs, because they're a little round object that's floating around in the air. But we tend to lump when we say orbs, people automatically think of something spiritual, and it's not always. It doesn't define only the spiritual.
Okay, so there's two definitions, what you're saying. It could be okay, got it. Cool.
Yeah. And there's actually a website that talks about the differences in them. That website is www.ghoststudy.com. You can go there. And look at and read what they have there, and they also have some photos of what dust orbs look like, and then they have the photos of what the quote-unquote real spirit orbs look like. So there's some really interesting differences there. And also, please, if anybody else has any stories, you can certainly email us at tweakingyourvibrations, TWEAKING, YourVibrations @gmail.com. We'd love to see those. If anyone has any photos or stories, we would like to hear from you.
Yeah, and we're actually in the middle of creating a brand new website that you'll be able to come in. We'll be posting pictures that I'm going to be receiving and sharing a little later. But we're going to be posting some pictures of what we see as orbs, and it's connected to someone that's known about spirits and stuff all their life, so to them it's normal. And then the metaphysical store I work with, you will see in the windows actual spirits peeking out at them when they were taking pictures. So we'll be having those on our website soon, as soon as we go live with our new one.
Oh, that's I can't wait to see those.
I know.
I love them. I love those. It ought to be fun.
But, yes, it will.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, girl.
Well, moving on to there are a lot of really informational websites out there that talk about the differences between the real ones and the ones that are merely dust particles. And I gave you the first website, www.ghoststudy.com, but then there's another one, www.ghostweb.com. There are photos there which show the differences as well. And the creator of this website has some interesting things that they say about orbs, and I'm going to give you an example. It says there that dust is the most common anomaly that will be photographed in the beginning, ghost hunter. We have established a database of over 1,000 photos of just environmental airborne anomalies from grass, trees, grass pollen, to dust motes, to moisture droplets, to ice crystals, to rain and snowflakes, and they go on about that. And they also say that just because an anomaly is spherical, which is what I was saying earlier, does not translate it to paranormal. And in their experience, they're saying that 99% of all orbs captured are non-paranormal.
Ah,
and,
okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm like 99%, wow, that's a huge number. So that means only 1%, according to this website.
Yeah.
Only 1% are actually paranormal figures caught on camera. And they go on to say a little bit more about that. They're a little skeptical, and I love skepticism also because it for me, whenever I get to be skeptical, it makes me want to research things a little bit more. But they also say that there are a lot of groups who consider the orbs as intelligent simply because they float on gentle air currents and are captured with night vision mode camcorders, and that perhaps if these groups would apply Occam's razor and look for the simplest explanation instead of the most complex, they might not jump to such hasty conclusions. So that's a little bit about that part of the site that kind of debunks most of the 99% of the orbs. But then they have also on that same website, they also say that when the term orb was coined back in 1994, it was to explain the shape of any anomalies, including dust and pollen orbs, as well as the supernatural anomalies that we were capturing with film and digital format. We never thought that our coin term, so I guess they're saying that they coined the term orb, not clear on that, but they're saying that when they coined that term, it would translate to mean that they didn't want it to mean that all orbs are ghostly. And they also go on to say that we created the orb theory based on the findings of our field investigators, and through our research, we discovered that a spiritual orb represented the soul of a departed person, the soul being the essence of who they were in life, complete with their intelligence, their emotions, and their personality. The orb or sphere is common in everyday lives. The earth and moon are spheres. Blood cells are sphere-shaped. The vision of black elk describes hoops within hoops. And they go on to say, we use the symbol of the circle to represent eternal existence with no beginning nor end. And that we teach that a spirit is represented in an orb configuration pattern. And when the spirit is moving about, its shape is an orb with a contrail. But when it comes to rest, meaning that it is no longer in motion, the spirit energy that is compressed within the orb is released, and this spirit energy expands into what we call ectovapor or ectoplasm, often called an orb, and it can be observed as a small white ball of light shooting through a room and through a wall. And when recorded on film, the orb size is often confused because the photo is only two-dimensional and its size is dependent on how far from the lens the orb is when captured by the camera. So they have some interesting theories on this website.
Awesome.
You may want to check that out. Yeah. Again, that website is www.ghostweb.com. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. But on the subject of real spirit orbs, when they appear, are they loved ones showing up to let us know that they are there? I believe that they are, and I have actually communicated with a few that appeared all of a sudden in my former place of residence. And I was trying to recall earlier why I began taking pictures of them, and then I remembered I was always hearing knocks on my TV and my computer screen, like really loud, loud enough to get my attention, and it wasn't just like a little tap that you think something's settling. It was like a knock, and I'm like, okay, you know, at first I'm like, all right, you know, maybe something fell off of the computer desk, but then after a while, it's like, okay, you know, no, because it was over here, and now it's over there, and you know, now I hear it behind me, so what in the world is going on? And I remember, and this is, it's funny now, but I remember I had actually, I got out my camera, and I started taking pictures at different times of the day and, you know, sometimes at night. And it was only in my bedroom. But then there came a point when I was just, you know, going around my bedroom taking pictures and nothing was happening. So I decided to ask it out loud, like I was, you know, talking to someone in the room, do you mind me taking pictures of you? Because my camera would start to kind of go haywire. I would snap it, and there would be nothing. It would be like just black, nothing. Even during the day, the camera would
work.
That was really funny. And when I asked that question, the camera stopped again. So I wasn't too clear of what the answer was. So in order to get some clarity, I said, if you don't want me taking random shots of you anymore. Then, you know, just kind of, you know, mess with the, disable my camera. And sure enough, I could not snap any more pictures. And that was just really interesting. I'm going, wow, okay, so no more random pictures now. I couldn't promise that I wasn't going to stop taking pictures in my apartment, and which, you know, I like the camera, and my kids love the camera, and I did happen to still catch them on occasion when I was taking pictures of either them or something that I was trying to get rid of, like on Craigslist or something in the apartment, so I still caught some, but it was just really interesting. I think that they do communicate with us that way. So what are your experience on with that, Val? Have you had any?
Well, you know, I think I've seen some pictures of orbs with you, and while I haven't had the orb experience, I'll share a little bit more about spirits. But we have a wonderful guest in our chat room called Pearly Sky, and we're going to have her come and be a guest. She has a YouTube that I'm going to share this link right now. It's YouTube at her. It's YOUTUBE.com/ Montana Night Sky. That's MONTANA Night Sky. And she's got some great pictures of some orbs on there.
Mm.
And so I just love that she's coming. She goes, totally not a skeptic. And I love that. She's glad we're doing the show on it. But she's had, let's see, where it is. Let me look on here. She says it's her favorite topic. And let's see. I think she's done like 150,000. Let me look here. Oh, where did I put it? She's done a lot of pictures on there. You'll have to go back on there. But she's done. She's taken a lot of pictures on orbs. And I thought I had written. I thought she shared something. But maybe on my little chat box it took off. But a shout out to Pearly Sky. We love that she's on our chat room today.
Hi, Pearly Sky. Thank you for listening.
And
love that you're on.
Yes. So please go to her YouTube, Montana Night Sky, because you're going to see some cool videos on there. And she just loves this topic and started. Let me see if I can get a little here. She started working with this. intently listened to Spirit in 2005. So she was advised to start watching the skies in 2006. And then all of a sudden things started coming through her photography. So we're gonna have her back on when she's ready to come talk to us. Well, you know, because we love talking about this these kind of subjects, and
mm-hmm.
so and we love that she showed up today. It's no accident. So very cool. But a couple little things that I want to share, you know, moving into the orbs is I was at a full moon party the other night, and I'll just share this one story about orbs, and then we'll go. Angel's going to share some stuff about spirits too, but I was at a full moon party the other night, and right afterwards, there's a woman named Kim there, and she's going to send me some pictures, and we're going to post this up on our new website, tweakingyourvibrations.com. Right now, we're doing some updates on them. But anyway, she had snapped some pictures, and the interesting thing is she's been around, you know, spirits and ghosts, you know, it was normal in her lifetime. But her sister passed away when she was, I believe, 36, 37 years old, and her daughter, and left behind a daughter. And last night at this full moon party, when she took the camera, there was no reflection, and there was the orb. And she really believes that it was her sister coming to hang out because her daughter, it's like right almost above her daughter's head. And I thought that was so cool. I mean, she has a couple more pictures she took, but it was like, wow. And then we saw another tiny one, very kind of faded away towards the corner of the picture that we hadn't seen before. But this house is a very old house at the metaphysical store that I'm working with. It's older house, and there are paranormal activity there. And so we're thinking, okay, some, you know, other friends showed up. They like the music.
They want a party too.
Yeah, they want a party too. But I'm open to this stuff. I'm open to, you know, learning more about it, and it was kind of cool to see that in action. Pearly says she loves it too. There's another site. Thank you, Pearly. There's another site going to www.awjumaya.com. Check that out too for some more information. But anyway, that was my orb story. So, you know, as we move along with the spirits and some of that, I'll share my favorite Ghost Hunter TV shows. Take it away, Angela.
Yeah, love those too. Well, you know, with the theory about orbs, in my research and looking to see if there were any more out there that I hadn't heard of, because talking again about the sounds that I was hearing, particularly in my bedroom, I began thinking about if they are not just other spirits but our own light energy showing up in the photos. And the reason that I asked myself this question is because when I would sit and meditate in my room, I noticed that when I would feel the energy come from my body, I would hear it hit something as soon as it was out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began thinking, that's interesting. So I, being a member of the Powerful Intentions community, I went on one of the groups that I was in and placed and asked a question about it, and someone scared the bejesus out of me. Because they told me I had no experience with this, and I'm going, okay, you know, I don't know what's going on. It's just my uncontrolled energy. And the person came back and they said, stop talking to it. You're giving it too much attention. It's a bad energy in the house. You want to, you know, do this. And they were giving me all kinds of things to do. And I got so terrified. And the more that I thought about it, when I would try to go to bed at night, I would, you know, turn the light off and go, okay, right. I'm going to sleep now. Please, no noise. And then as soon as I would hear that, I would hear tap, and I'm going, okay, but I'm tired. I just want to sleep. And the more anxious I got, the more noise I heard.
Oh, that's.
And I'm going, you know, I really was scared for a little while. And then I started to realize maybe it's me. And as I calmed down, as I stopped being in the fear, stopped being, you know, fearful of something else someone said, and the person did it with good intentions. They were really concerned for me. But as I calmed down from that, I noticed that the knockings, as many I was getting, started to subside as I relaxed, and they weren't so frequent. I still get them because I'm getting them in the new place that I'm in, but I notice when I get them, I notice when my energy level is up and or something triggers me, I hear it, and so I know it's me. It's my own uncontrolled energy. So I kind of wonder about that. I'm not sure, but it's just the thought that, you know, maybe sometimes it's our energy that's showing up in the photos.
Yeah, Pearly Sky was saying that they can bring up every little scared of the dark issue you ever had and things that go bump the night. go monsters in the closet.
Yeah, all of a sudden again, I was 7 years old going, Mommy?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, ah! We want to also shout out, besides Pearly Sky, Healing Stars we want to say a shout out to Healing Star for joining us in our chat room today.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, Healing Star. Thank you for joining us.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, a couple of shows that I watch, and I'll share a little bit about some spiritual stuff. But a couple of shows I watch is on A&E channel. It's the Paranormal Search Society .org, and I'm going to put that in our chat room as well. This little link. But it's a group of these college students, I believe, and they go around, and I saw, you know, sometimes they have, you know, some of those shows, they've really shown some very bizarre stuff, like energy connected to pianos, old furniture, you know, and it's kind of strange energy. And this one couple, I don't know if it was their fears or what, but it was a little wild that this couple had bought this piano and brought it home, or a big old organ, and it was very old. And then all of a sudden, they got sick after they brought it in their house.
Mm.
They started getting sick. It was just really strange. So they had a very unusual, thing to that situation. They had a very unusual experience, I'd say, to their particular situation, and I thought that was kind of uncanny, because I hear that you can basically tell, you know, if you have anybody in your house or if you have any spirits, you're in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh, so anyway, Broly says, hey, can I can you turn the lights on?
Yeah, no.
So,
Somebody please
turn the lights on. Another channel that I watch, and Paranormal Research Society. You can go to PARANORMALRESEARCHSOCIETY.org and check them out. They're on A&E, and you can list on that. And then Helen Starshan, she has a pic of her nephew with a spiral orb next to him.
Ooh.
It was taken with a 35mm camera. That's pretty cool.
Those are said to be the best way to take
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's spiral rather than circular, and you know what? They do make very interesting stuff. Spirals are part of our energy, actually, part of the energy vortexes in our universe, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. Pearly Sky says when they move, they can look spiral, and then there's spiral ones as well, but not, they're much less common. So, very good to know. Thanks, girls.
Yeah, thank
girls
you,
guys. Girls and
guys.
I mean, you guys might be, you know, women, men. Whoever's on our show today listening, we love you both.
Thank you, and lots of kisses.
Yeah. So another one I was thinking about is, it's called Taps, and that's on the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah.
And it's a reality show with the Atlanta Paranormal Society, and it's a group of, you know, just ordinary people that kind of moonlight, and I've seen some of their stuff on the Sci-Fi, and it's pretty cool. So anyway, I love that. And then these are my stories about spirit. You know, I've had it in the past. Oh, they love us back. Whoa, thank you, So, you know, I've had my name called, Angela. I don't know if you've ever heard your name called, but it's
yes.
like distinct Valerie. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking around, and there's nobody in the house, and I'm
mm-hmm.
going, okay. I've also been in some very interesting situations where there's no logical way I could have survived it. One was a car wreck back in the 80s, and I was totally checked out. I mean, literally physically out of it, and my car flipped around, lost all the windows, but I was perfectly symmetric in the middle of the road, so... I'll share that for another spiritual discussion, but I know that we have some spirits and some very wonderful helpers always on the other side.
Yeah.
Then not too long ago, I think Angela, you and I were, this is after Angela and I met, we were talking and we started talking about knocks on, you know, knocks and things and her mom visiting her and I was telling her about some occasions I smell smoke, and I was telling another friend that I was smelling smoke, and sometimes I'm going, who's smoking in my house, because none of us smoke, and so my friend goes, Valerie, I think it's your grandmother, and I'm going, oh, wow, I'm going to have to find out, we know what she wants,
mm-hmm.
but every now and then it comes in, and then the last one was, I was laying down just about to go to sleep, you know, when you're right on the, off the edge into that dream world?
Yes.
Yeah, girl, I felt like my cat jumped on the bed with me. Right beside me, like walking on it, because I know, you know, that sensation.
That's freaky.
None of my cats were in the house.
That's a little unnerving when you feel that bed go down like that.
I mean, it was like, wow. And I've had, like, a couple experiences around that. But, girl, I was like, okay. So, you know, maybe it's like I'm getting less scaredy cat.
Yeah. You do eventually, you know, the first few times it'll shock the heck out of you because you don't know, you know, you're like, you know, I know I felt that.
Yes, exactly. And then, you know, I'm working at this metaphysical store doing some intuitive sessions. It's called New Earth Center in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And when they were about to open, they were doing construction, and I just saw these this morning. They were taking pictures because they believe that the previous owner, one named Mildred, loves to roam around the house. And she comes in, and they've had mediums and psychics in there saying that, you know, Mildred's there. And she lets them know what they like and, you know, what she likes and doesn't like about the products. And so anyway, she's like milling about. But they were taking pictures of it. And in one picture, they were across the street, and then they were looking. There was two different kind of ectoplasm-type white things against the window. And then they zoomed in the camera and took another one, and they were totally gone, and they were in the door.
Oh.
So we're going to be posting that those pictures to our website at tweakingyourvibrations.com.
Okay.
It is going through a new facelift, so it'll be up soon, and we'll be definitely be sharing that when it is launched. We're so excited. Pearlie wants to say she just remembered her grandma's birthday today. She's the one person who taught her about spiritual stuff when she was young.
Aww.
Love the grandmas.
Yes.
Happy birthday to her grandma.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
She calls her my Grammy. So very cool. So awesome. Well, Angela, you were going to share a little bit about your spiritual visit.
Yeah, oh, my God, I have so many. But one in particular, my mom, after my mom passed, and not right after, even though she might have been around me, I would notice that whenever I would be, it would maybe around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, I would notice a mist going from the corner of my room, one corner of my room to the other, towards the door, the bedroom door. And the first couple of times I noticed it, when I woke, or because I thought it was asleep, I didn't, you know, think anything of it. But the third time it happened, I decided to say, Mom. And when I did that, she said my middle name, which is Gail. She said Gail, like she was shocked that I could see her.
Oh, wow.
She said Gail, and I was like, Mom. And I could hear it from my answering machine. It's the way she was coming through to me. And she said, Gail. She said, hi, Gail. Like she was so excited that I could actually see her.
Oh, wow.
And I said, Mom. I said, hey, Mom. And then that was all over. But she had come back a couple of times, and we had actually had conversations, which were, when we have the next show, I'm going to go into that in into detail, but it was so, it was just amazing, is all I can say. That's the only way that I could describe it, because words cannot describe that, being able to talk to someone who has crossed over.
Oh, I know. You know, you bring up a great topic, and we're kind of like getting close to the time, but you bring up a great topic. We'll definitely have to talk about psychic medium work, because I've recently met some, and there, it's cool. It's cool to see people's faces when they get loved ones' messages. And Pearly Sky was also sharing that plasmas are in the league of their own, so we'll definitely be able to pick her brain and share some of the insights. And once again, you can go to her YouTube at Montana Night Sky. I have a YouTube account. And you know what, Angela? I don't know if we have a Tweak in Your Vibrations YouTube.
We don't, but I'm going to work on that. I'm going to get on that.
I think we ought to have one of those, because then we can kind of become friends there and share some of our, you know, videos. I know Gabby loves to do videos. Maybe we'll see if we can go ghost hunting one night.
Oh, you know what? I've done that too before, and that's going to be the next show.
Yeah. That would be definitely fun.
Okay, well, you know, we want to thank all our listeners for tuning in this Sunday, and we know that you could be doing a million other things right now, and we surely appreciate you taking the time to be with us today and on every other Sunday since we've been on. So we hope that you tune in next Sunday, where the topic will be the benefits of online communities. And our speaker is actually a friend of Val's. His name is Bob O'Connor.
Yep, I love Bob. You'll be able to get some information about him on his website. We'll be giving that too. Angela was going to share, what was the topic again, hon?
The topic is going to be benefits of online communities, and that's going to be next Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to all talk about, you know, one of the things I love about Bob, I met him a while back. I've been to worked with him through two online communities. One we actually was completely law of attraction, and we're going to love to share that too. We had such a great time in our conversation. We just want to give a shout out to Pearly Sky and Healing Star. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys
for joining us today. We know, you know, we appreciate your listening, and we so appreciate you.
Participating in the chat.
Yes, and thanks Pearly for your Gmail, because we definitely want to keep in touch with you. We're gonna get with you about coming on our show. But anyway, you're gonna love Bob O'Connor. He's fun. We call him the Wizard, and he is a wizard for sure about webmastering. But one of his biggest passions is law of attraction and online communities. And he may bring some other nuggets of surprises. But everyone, love you. Till next time, we appreciate you, adore you. Have a fantastic, fantastic week.
Love and kisses.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.